BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Tuesday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Harry.
Hey, Alice.
I was just thinking about you, wondering how you are.
Yeah, I'm doing all right. A little bit nervous.
Oh?
Yeah, it's partly why I'm calling. You're still all right, are you?
All right? For what?
Tonight.
Oh, the support group.
You said you'd come with.
Oh, Harry, it's tonight.
Prisoner and escort to make sure I actually go in.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And don't slip off somewhere and only pretend to go, which is what I feel like doing.
I know, I know, it's what I said, I just...
You forgot.
Not that you were going, no, of course not. Just that it was tonight.
So you can't make it?
Well, I haven't fixed anything for Martha.
Look, it doesn't matter.
The trouble is I have to ask people well in advance.
Yeah, of course you do, don't worry about it.
I feel terrible.
Well, don't. As it happens, I genuinely do feel... all right about it.
That's not what you said just now.
I was joking. I can easily go on my own.
You're sure?
Yeah. All I have to do is walk in, sit down and listen. Of course I'm sure.
Well, I'll definitely come next time.
You won't have to. It'll be good for me to stand on my own two feet. I'll let you know how it goes, eh?
Okay.
I'll be in touch then. Say hi to Martha for me.
Yeah, I will.
Bye then.
No, Harry, wait.
What? What's the matter?
I promised I'd support you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
No, it does. I'll sort something for Martha, don't worry. And I'll come with you.
Honestly, Chels, it's like the beast's actually saying all this stuff he's sell.
I know, I've seen it.
It's talking horse. But that thing they did on the telly way back.
Mr. Red? Yeah, I've seen it online.
Well, this horse looks out the stable door.
Except this one's a pony.
Mr. Red, that was it.
Yeah, I know, I just said that. Where's Fallon?
He doesn't care what he says, Bartleby.
I thought she was going to be here by now.
Whatever's in his head, he just comes out with it.
It's not him, though, is it? It's someone doing the voice.
It's actually Eddie.
I know.
Mr. Eddie. You should have heard what he was saying this morning.
I did, Jazza, I saw it. I said I saw it. The whole of Ambridge has seen it. Half of them think it's a laugh, and the other half think he should be put down.
Bartleby?
Eddie.
Why?
Things he says.
It's only a laugh, though.
Yeah, try telling that to Derek Fletcher.
You got a welcome party this morning, do I?
Oh, morning, Fallon.
Oh, yeah, Fallon.
We're not open for a while yet, you know.
No, I've come with the pictures.
I bought Chels in the car.
Pictures?
I'm no staying.
I said I'd bring him so you can see before I do your hair later.
Yes, the hair.
Yeah.
You're having your hair done before you go away. Chelsea's doing it.
Yes, of course.
So I got pictures.
Our Grey Gables trip. It's hardly going away, though.
Oh, if you're no bothered.
No, oh, I am.
You can pass it on to me and Trace. I fancy a return visit to Grey Gables.
No, I am, believe me. And I will look at your pictures, Chelsea.
Right, I'll get them out.
I need to be heading off to work, so I'll leave you to it. Bye then, Fallon. See you later, Chelsea.
See you, Jazza.
Yeah, thanks for the lift.
I really do have to open up.
Right, this is them. Got some on my phone too.
Yes, right.
Of course, it depends how radical you want to be.
Not very, Chelsea, to be honest.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, you don't have to be.
Look, you can leave these with me, could you?
I kind of need to talk you through.
And I really do need to get the tea room up and running. But I can look at these when there's downtime and get back to you. Send me the ones on your phone too.
Okay.
It's not going to be radical, though, I can tell you that much.
What's this?
What's what?
Notice on your door. Like you're looking for new people.
Well, we're looking for someone to cover for Emma while she's away on her tree surgery course, and then to stay on permanently after.
What? Working here at the tea room?
Yeah.
Oh, I could do that.
You? Aren't you still at Lower Loxley?
Oh, yeah, I like it there, but I reckon I could fit that in with the tea room.
And the hairdressing?
Why not? What do I have to do about putting in for it?
I can have a word with Natasha if you like, see what she thinks.
Chris? Chris!
Alice!
Sorry, I can't stop.
Yeah, only for a moment.
I'm supposed to be in Pennyhasset by 9.
You couldn't take Martha for me, could you?
Well, when?
Only something's cropped up.
I can do tomorrow or Thursday, if you like.
Oh, I was thinking tonight.
Tonight?
Well, like I say, it's all a bit last minute.
I can't do tonight, Alice. I'm booked to go out.
Oh, well,
for a drink with the team. Some of the cricket I agree. What is it? What's cropped up?
A meeting. Stables business. They had to rearrange and I only found out about it this morning.
You could try Mum or your dad.
I will, yeah. Don't worry about it.
Look, if you can't find anyone, come back to me, all right?
You sure?
Safety net, kind of. I mean...
Yeah, thank you.
Well, if it comes to it...
Well, I'll try Dad or Susan first. It'll probably be all right. But thank you, Chris. You're a star.
Yeah, well, say hello to Martha for me.
All right, Chris. Alice in a hurry?
Yeah, meetings and stuff. Always something going on.
Right. Yeah, well, better get a move on myself. We'd run out of milk at Barrow. Just nipped in the shop. You're still all right for tonight, are you?
That drink, yeah.
Oh, great.
Looking forward to it.
How I scored the winning runs against Darrington, the analysis.
Yeah, great.
So, I called in at the Bull. Just to see your ma before heading home and... While I was there, I got talking to Kenton and Jolene. And you know what they said?
Was I there?
What?
Did you see me there?
No, of course no.
Then no.
No?
I don't know what they said.
Oh, well, they were saying about Emma leaving.
Mm.
And how they needed somebody to replace her. And might you be interested?
What, you?
What?
Were you interested?
No, you. They were asking about you.
What, me working at the Bull?
I said about Lower Loxley. And they reckon they could work around that.
And they want me in particular?
Aye, Chelsea Horribin by name.
What, and that'd be working with Mum?
I reckon so. In fact, I think it's because of your Mum they asked. They know she's good and they want Mary the same. I said you'd make a great team.
Aw, thanks, Jazza. No, I can't do it, though.
What? Why not?
Well, I just had a call from the tea room. I'm seeing Natasha on Thursday about working there.
What? Covering for Emma?
Exact same thing.
Bummer.
Yeah, proper bummer.
You can't do both.
Nah. Or could I?
But, no, Chelsea, can't he?
No, maybe not do both jobs, but I could do both interviews.
In case one of them says no.
No.
Makes sense.
No, no, I reckon they both say yeah.
Is that so?
Yeah, because I always do good at interviews. You know I do. I've got a way with me. So if they both say yeah, well...
What?
Well, maybe I can get them to up their offers.
How?
I don't know just yet, but I'll work on it.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Fallon.
Everything all right?
Yeah, fine.
You're looking a bit down.
No, honestly, I'm okay. I was just, you know, thinking.
Oh, I'll leave you to it then. I'm sorry to butt in.
No, it's okay. I'm quite happy to be taken out of my thoughts, actually.
Oh?
Your hair looks nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Chelsea. She wanted to try out something weird, but I said no.
Oh, looks great.
Oh, thanks. Harrison and me are off to Grey Gables for the night.
Tonight?
No, tomorrow. Chris gave us his prize for winning the egg race.
Yeah, I heard. So, Grey Gables then.
Yeah, just for the night.
So romantic.
I know.
Candlelit dinner?
Well, I hope so. And I've got a few plans of my own.
Oh, yeah?
Which I'm keeping very much to myself, so don't ask.
As if I would. That is so sweet of him, though.
Chris?
Don't you think?
Definitely. He's like that, though.
Matter of fact, it was Chris I was meeting tonight.
What, you and...
No, no, no.
You and Chris?
No, not like that. Just mates. After the cricket.
Oh. Ah, yeah, yeah. Harrison told me about the cricket. You did so well.
It's teammates, that's all.
So where is he then?
He's not coming. Had to look after Martha.
Martha? But...
Suddenly. Last minute call, apparently.
He didn't know?
Alice had this business meeting rearranged or something. Susan was going to babysit, but she couldn't in the end, so Chris said he'd step in.
Wow. That's just so Chris.
I was already halfway here when he called. I thought I might as well carry on.
Well, look, come over and join us.
No, you're okay.
No, look, I'm with Mum over there.
Thanks, Fallon. That is kind of you, but I think I'll just finish this and make my way home.
The meeting's just finished.
All right.
I'm in the car about to leave. I thought I'd just give you a quick call to check in.
Well, everything's good here.
Martha's all right.
Oh, yeah. We built a cardboard sentry box.
A sentry box? Where did that come from?
Who knows? Something to do with garden hibiscus.
Oh, it amazes me what she comes up with sometimes.
How was the meeting?
Good, I think. Yeah, I think we made good progress.
What was it about?
About? You know, updating stuff. We need to get better lighting on the outdoor arenas, that sort of thing.
Right.
Look, Chris, I have to go. Someone wants a word with me.
When can you pick up Martha in the morning?
Whenever you like.
By 8?
Yeah, I can do that. I'm so grateful for this, Chris.
No need, no problem.
Right, I've got to go. Give her my love. Bye, Chris, bye.
All right, see you at 8.
Sorry about that.
It's all right.
I just wanted to double-check the date of the next meeting.
It gave me time to ring Chris.
All well with Martha, is it?
Yeah, she's fine.
Good.
Well done, Harry.
Well done? For what?
No, really. You did well.
I actually did next to nothing.
Listen, I know what you were feeling, and you went through with it. You didn't back out, and you engaged with the group, so it was great.
Mostly because you were there.
No, you did all that.
Well, I couldn't escape. You'd have rugby tackled me before I got to the door.
Well, I didn't need to, did I?
Thank you, Alice. You know, for being there.
I'm glad I could make it.
Now, I'll tell you what. You've got your own meeting later this week, yes?
On Thursday. Why?
Well, I'll come with you.
What? No.
No, fair's fair.
No, you don't have to do that.
I thank you for supporting me.
Well, anyway, I'm thinking I probably won't go.
No. You have to go.
Well, I've already been to this meeting, and it seems to me that's enough for 1 week.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose it puts you through it too.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Well, it's true, though, isn't it? You've got your own battles to fight. You don't want mine too.
Why don't look at it like that?
No, I'm serious. You're right. You got me here tonight. I've made a start.
A good start?
Yeah. A good start. And I'm feeling all right about it. Quite capable of doing it for myself. In fact, I should do it for myself. I don't need my hand held.
I've said I'd help, Harry.
Yes, but at what cost? I don't want to add all these complications to your life. Let me do this on my own.
If I can get in touch from time to time, just to see how you're doing.
You don't have to do that.
Well, only to see how you are, just now and again.
All right. Permission granted.
Great.
Meanwhile, though, don't worry. I've been put on the right track. I'll be fine.